Bezrus Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf for Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Naso, in Meseches Erevin, is daf Ayin. It's the 290th daf in Shas. We pick up with the Mishnah, which begins the new topics of today's daf on Samach Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to deal with the case of an individual that we've already made reference to a few times, who forgot to join into the Erev, and the concept of him being Mevatel, his Rishus. That will continue through Ayin Amud Aleph, while the Gemara continues discusses instances where an individual forgot, or individuals forgot to join into the Erev, and the Gemara will continue discussing the Bittul Rishus all the way onto Ayin Amud Beis. So let's begin. Says the Mishnah on the first wide line in Samach Tes Amud Beis, Anshei Chatzer Sheshachach Echa Mehem, if there were people in a courtyard that one of them forgot, V'lo Irev Beiso, and he didn't join in his house into the Erev, Asur, Milahachnis Umilahotzi, is prohibited to take in and out from the house to the Chatzer, Loi V'lohem, both for the individual that forgot and for everybody else. This halacha is referring to in his house. And Rashi explains that our Mishnah is going to be explained by the Gemara as a case in which the individual is already mevatel his property. So then in such a case, as we've learned in the past, once he is mevatel his rishus, then in such a case, the Eruv can still be made, as the Mishnah continues on, Vishalahem mutarin lo v'lehem. They're not allowed to carry from his house into the chatzer, but in other people's houses, so then, in such a case, they're allowed to carry both in and out. This is a solution that we've been advocating already now quite a bit in the sixth perek. The Mishnah now gives us another option, which it goes in the opposite direction. Nasnu loy, they gave him, Rishu's son, their Rishus in the chatzer. So then in such a case, this becomes the answer to a trivia question, if you will. How can you have someone who forgot to join into the Erev, yet he be the only one to carry in the Chatzar? And that is, if the people who joined into the Erev gave the individual who forgot all of the rights to the Chatzar, who mutter, he'd be able to carry in the Chatzar, because now he's the only one there, v'hein asurin, and there's no requirement of an Eruvei Chatzeros. Obviously, that's usually not done, because the people who made the Erev want to be able to carry in the Chatzar. This suggestion that everybody could be mevatel their rishus to the fellow who forgot his Erev, and then that individual will be able to carry in the chatzer, will not work in the following case. Hayushnaim, if there are two that forgot to make an Erev, and everybody else who made an Erev is mevatel the chatzer to them, osrin zeh, then each one of the individuals who did not make an Erev will make the entire chatzer osr to each other. Because the rule is, she'echad noisim rishus, one could give rishus to everybody else, v'noito rishus, and he could take the rishus of everybody else. However, shnayim noisim rishus, they could be mevatel rishus, ve'ein noitim rishus, they can't take the rishus of everybody else. Because since both of them didn't make an Erev, in such a case, it's not going to solve the issue. Meimasai noisim rishus. When is the individual who forgot to make the Erev that we learned in the beginning of the Mishnah, that he could give his rishus, when is he supposed to do it? Beishameh omrim b'boid yoim. Beishameh says it has to do when it's day. In other words, still on Friday. Beisil arm mishach hashecha. Beisil says, even when it's dark. Finally, our Mishnah tells us, the instance that we discussed already earlier in the Daf Yomi on Samech Tes Amud Beis, as well as Samech Tes Amud Aleph, mishin nasam rishusa v'hoitzi, someone who gave up his rishus, and then he carried out to the chatzer. Now that, by definition, is a contradiction. Because once you surrender your rights to the chatzer, then you're saying that the courtyard doesn't belong to you. If you take something out there and place it down there, that indicates that you believe that the chatzer does belong to you. So you contradict your first statement. Whether he did it unintentionally or intentionally, he makes the entire chatzer aser. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, b'mezid aser, b'shoigeg ein aser. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between whether it was a mezid or a shogeg. And the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is that if it was by mistake, in such a case he didn't intend to undermine his original bittul. The Gemara now begins to analyze where we had learned in the Mishnah that the individual who is mevatel his rishus because he forgot to make an eruv, then in such a case it's prohibited for him and others to carry from his house into the chatzer. However, the others who did make the eruv are able to carry from their houses into the chatzer. Analyzes the Gemara. Beisa hu da'asur. From his house, it's going to be asur ha-chatzero, but his area in the chatzer, sharia, he relinquished it, it's permissible. Hechidami. Now, the Gemara says it's hard to understand why one would differentiate between others carrying from his house into the chatzer versus carrying in the chatzer. How exactly was he mevatel, the fellow who forgot to participate in the eruv? E debatel beisa, if he's mevatel his house and the chatzer, am I asur? Then why can't they carry in his house? Idalo batel, if he wasn't mevatel anything, and it was just some type of false semantics, chatzera emashonya, then why can't they carry in the chatzer? Mamanavsha, if he's mevatel his rights, then it should be mutter for them to carry both in the house and the chatzer. Answers the Gemara, achem mayaskino, anki goin shibita vushus chatzera, vile bita vushus beisoi. We're talking about an individual who is mevatel his rights to the chatzer, but not his house. V'kasavi rabbonon. And the rabbonon say that that's how bittul of a chatzer works. Ha-mevatel rishus chatzera. Someone's mevatel his rights to the chatzer, he doesn't pull away his rights to the house. This sugya we have on chavov, on the beis, and that is, the chachamim are of the opinion that rishus chatzera, he was mevatel rishus beis lo batel. He wasn't mevatel his house. To dire in sheep, because the Chacham are of the opinion that it's normal to have such a phenomenon, because people will live bebayis below chotzer, in a house without a courtyard, and for that reason, he ultimately was just mevatel chotzer and not his house. And the Mishnah then also said, vishalahem, but in their houses, and in their houses, mutterlo, he, the fellow who was living in another apartment but didn't participate in the eruv and was mevato, he could carry from their house to the chatzer, vilahen, as well as they could carry. My time up, what's the reason that's permissible for the individual that did not make the eruv? After all, at the end of the day, he was not part of the eruv. He shouldn't be able to carry from their house to the chatzer. The havi orayich ligabayu. He's considered like a guest. He's an orech by them. And just like a guest doesn't need to make an eruv, if someone comes to me for Shabbos tonight, he doesn't need to make an eruv to be able to carry from my house to the chatzer because he's included in what I did in my house. So too, when it comes to their houses, the people who did make the eruv, the individual who did not make the eruv, who's not included, when it comes to carrying from their house to the chatzer, that he can do because when he's carrying from their house, he's considered like a guest. The Gemara now analyzes the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, Nasnu loy rishusan, if all of them transfer their rights to the chatzer, to the individual who had forgotten to make the eruv, hu mutter vehein asur, and then if he's the only one, he's allowed to carry into the chatzer, and they are not because they relinquished their rights. Asks the Gemara, we introduced the idea previously that oreach, a guest, does not need to make an eruv. Therefore, v'nahavi inhu legabe kiyarchin, why don't we allow the others to carry in the chatzer and say that they are his guest? Answers the Gemara, chad legabe chamisha ve'orech. If you have one person by five, then it's normal for them to be an oreach, a guest. That's the reason why we learned in our Mishnah that the one who forgot to make the eruv, if he's carrying from their house to the chatzer, he's considered like a guest and he's allowed to. However, in our case, we had a case where all five of them are mevatel rishus to one. So then in such a case, all of them cannot be considered his guests. Chamisha gabei chad lo havei reach. They cannot be considered guests. Hence, they will not be able to carry. The Gemara now makes an interesting diuk. The Gemara understands, as Rashi explains in Dibur Hamaschil Shma Mino Mevatlin, that our Mishnah was talking about on one Shabbos, that first, the fellow who forgot to make an eruv was mevatel his rishus to the others, and therefore they're able to carry. And then they returned the favor, and they were mevatel their rishus to him. Says the Gemara, Shema mino mevatel mechozer mevatel, that when there was one bittel, it could be undone, and then another bittel could be done. So Gemara rejects that raya. Hachi kamer, no, there are two distinct cases. Nasnu lo Rishusan Meikara, if they gave to him their Rishus from the beginning, it was that way from the beginning of Shabbos, Humotu Vehen Asurin. But once he gave them their Rishus, they cannot give him the Rishus back and then be Mevatel theirs because of the Sugya Mevatel Mechozer Mevatelin, which we analyzed earlier on Samaches, on the base. The next part of the Mishnah was if you have two people that forgot to make an Eruv, even if the Bnei HaChatzer would be Mevatel their Rishus to these two people, they would be Oser on each other since the Eruv was not made between them. Ha'ishnaim Osen Zelza asks him, Pshita, that's Pashut. That's a regular case. If you have two people who live in a chatzer, and they did not make Eruv Chatzeros, they're osar on each other. Why did the Mishnah have to repeat that halacha again? It says, there was talking about a case that after all the Bnei HaChatzer were Mevatel to these two people, one of these two people then went and was Mevatel to the other. At the time the first bittul took place from all of the Bnei HaChatzer to these two fellows, in such a case, then, at that moment, still, it wasn't permissible for either of the two individuals to carry. Once, let's say, Reuven goes and he's Mevatel to Shimon, then you cannot allow Shimon to carry, even though technically everybody was Mevatel to Shimon. First, everybody was Mevatel to Reuven and Shimon, then Reuven gave it to Shimon, because at the moment that everybody was Mevatel to Reuven and Shimon, it wasn't Mutter to Shimon. That's what the Gemara means. The Kivan de Be'idna de Batel, at the moment that everybody was Mevatel to the both of them, Lo Avile Sher Yusuf Aichotzer, Shimon wasn't able to carry. So then to say that Reuven goes and is Mevatel everything, that doesn't work, because the Gemara is Mechadesh, that the only time the Bittul will allow you to carry is if the Bittul brings with it at that moment a Heter. The Gemara continues two lines from the bottom, She'echa Nosein Lo Rishos. One person has the ability to give over his rights as well as to get the rights. Hasu Lamali. Why do we need to repeat it again? We already learned this. E Nosein Tanina. If we're talking about someone who gave his Rishos, we learned that he could do it. Inotel Tanina, for him taking that everybody was Mevatel, that we also learned. Answers the Gemara, Seifet Strichale. Shnayim Nosen Rishus. The two have the ability to give up their Rishus, but not to take. Hanami Pshita, that's also Pashut. Mao, the same Aligzer Dilma Aslev Tule Luhu. Maybe we should make Gzeira, that just like two could be Mevatel one, that one could be Mevatel to two, and they could be able to carry. The Mishnah emphasizes, no, that two will not be able to carry. We learned also, continues the Gemara in the top of Ayin Amud Aleph, Ve'ein Notem Rishus, that two people cannot take Rishus from everybody else and be able to carry. Lomali, why do we need that case? Tzricha. Afagav da Amr, da Amri Le Kni Almanas Lahaknos, that even if all of them say, you take it, Reuven and Shimon, that Reuven will be makne it to Shimon. In such a case, maybe we would say that's considered as if in one false swoop, it becomes mutter to Shimon. Kamash Malon, that we don't say that, as we mentioned on the bottom of Samach Tesam Abayz, since at the moment that all the other Bnei HaChatzer who are Makne to Reuven and Shimon, when they are Makne it, it still doesn't allow for Reuven and Shimon to carry, then in such a case, the Bittul is not effective. Boy, Minei Abaye Mei Rabba. Abaye asks Rabba the following question. Chamisha Sheshurim B'Chatzer Achas. You have five who are living in one chatzer, v'shachach echamehen v'lo irev, and one of them did not do the eruv. Kishu mevatel reshusot tzarech levatel kol echad v'echad olo. Does he need to spell out that I'm being mevatel it, Yisachar, Zvulun, Don, Naftali, etc., etc.? Or does he need to say I'm just being mevatel it to everybody else? Amalei, Rabbi responded to Abaye tzarech levatel kol echad v'echad. He needs to spell out Don, Naftali, and Yisachar, and Zvulun, etc., etc. Asks the Gemara, Eisve, nine lines from the top, on Ayin Amid Aleph, Echad Shelo Irev, Noisem Rishus Ad Echad Sheirev. We learned in our Mishnah that some person who didn't make his Erev, he gives the Rishus to someone who did. Shnaim Sheirev Unosen Rishusan, Lechad Shelo Irev, two people who made an Erev, they could give over to one person who didn't make an Erev, and then that person will be able to carry in the Chatzer, as we explained in our Mishnah. Shnaim she'irvu, two people made the Erev, Nosem Shusan le'echot, shelo irev. We repeated the line. Ushnaim shelo irvu, and two people that did not make an Erev, Nosem Rishus le'shnaim she'irvu, Ola echad shelo erev. They could give over to two people that did not make the erev, or to one person, two people that did make an erev, or one person that did not make the erev. Avolo echad sheirev nosen rishus leechad shelo erev. But one person who did make an erev cannot give over to someone who did not make an erev. Rashi explains there that means that one person was in a chatzah with two people and he made an erev, and then he gives over his rishus to someone who didn't make an erev. And the problem there is, of course, that still there's one person who made the erev and one person that didn't. The one person that didn't is going to make the other individual aser to carry. Ve'ein shnayim she'irvu, and you can't have two people that made an erev. Nosen rishus l'shnayim shelo irvu, as we learned previously, that the two people will now be osar on each other, as our Mishnah described. Ve'ein shnayim shelo irvu nosen rishus l'shnayim shelo irvu. Two people who did not make an erev can't give over to two people that didn't make an erev because they haven't accomplished anything. At the end of the day, those two that didn't make an erev are osar each other. Katani mias. Now we analyze. We learned in the Reisha, echad shelo irev, that someone who did not make an erev, nosen rishus l'echad she'irev. He's allowed to give his rishus to someone who did make an erev. Analyzes the Gemara. Hechi dami, idelek achrina b'adei. If there's no one else with him, there were only these two people. Bahadi man irev. Then why did the first one ever make an erev? We said that there are two people. There's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven made an erev. Shimon did not make an erev. Shimon has the ability to be makne over to Reuven. Asks the Gemara, if there's only Reuven and Shimon, who did Reuven make the erev with? It must be that there's also Binyamin. There's also Reuven with Binyamin. Uktania, we learned, that he gave it over to the individual who made the Erev. Sounds like he only gave it over to one of them, which shows us that one does not need to be makna over to everybody, as it seems that Rabbah had suggested on eight lines from the top on Ayin Amud Aleph to Abaye's question whether you need to be makna to everybody or not. Rabbah will explain. Respond to you. You have to say that there was Reuven who made an Erev with Binyamin, and Shimon who didn't, and Shimon is makna over to Reuven. However, even though when Shimon is makna over to Reuven, according to Rabbah, you need to be makna over to Reuven and Binyamin, Binyamin had died and at the time of the Haknah. So in such a case, Shimon does not do a Haknah to anyone except for Reuven. Gemara says, if that's so, Ida Havis Umeis, if we're going to say that Binyamin was alive on Shabbos and then died, Eima Seifa, what about the Seifa? Alva, Ein Echad She'irev, No Sein Rishus Al Echad Shelo Irev. V'Ida Hav Umeis, Amai Lo, El Pshita De Isei. You have to say that he was alive. Umeda Seifa Isei, Reisha Nami Isei. The Reisha seems to also indicate that he was alive. If that's so, we come back again to a Raya that you only need to be Makna, one of them. And so Gemara, midi yeriyah, hakid isa, hakid isa. They're talking about the Reisha and the Seifa were two different types of cases. Teda, I'll prove it to you, diktani Seifa, the Reisha, because the Seifa of the Reisha says, ushnaim shelo irvu, nosen rishusan l'shnaim she'irvu. But there were two who didn't make the Erev, they gave over their rishus to two that did make the Erev. L'shnaim in is mashva, that they gave their rishus over to two, le'echad lo, but not over to one of them. We see from here that you could give over specifically the bittul to everybody, and therefore we see the Reisha and the Seifa have to be talking about different cases, and that we see from the Seifa of the Reisha that the bittul has to be done to everybody, as Rabbi had suggested. V'Abaye, and how is Abaye going to explain the Seifa of the Reisha? At the end of the day, why is it that he has to be mevatel to both of them? According to Abaye, you don't have to. V'Abaye Omer, Mai l'shtayim le'echa b'shtayim. It means one of two. Ask Gemara, Ihachi listening le'echad she'irev, then why doesn't it just say that he gives it over to one of them? O le'echad shelo irev. Either the one that did the erev or the one that didn't. Kasha, that's a decent question on Abaye. We put a period over here. Now the Gemara continues to analyze how to read the Braisa according to Abaye and according to Rabbah. Braisa continued, Echad shelo irev. If one person did not make the Erev, nosen rishus le'echad she'irev. He gives over his rishus to the one that did make the Erev. La'abaye, Abaye will learn that we're talking about an instant de'isei, that there are really other people as well. In the past, we use the names Reuven, Shimon, and Binyamin. So let's say Reuven is the one who didn't make the Erev, so he gives it over to Shimon, even though there's also Binyamin, but nevertheless, according to Abaye, there's no need to spell out that he's giving over to Binyamin as well. The Kamashman and the Chiddush of the Brisa becomes, Dein Tzarech Levata Rishus L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. However, L'Rabba, according to Rava, we learned above, Dahave Umeis. We're talking about a case where Binyamin was around on Friday night, but then died. V'lo Gozer. And the chiddush is that we don't make gzeira zimin to isay, that maybe in such a case, we wouldn't allow, even though Binyamin is dead, and the only person that Reuven needs to be makna to is Shimon, but people will see this and then think that you only have to be makna to one person. According to Rabbah, you have to be makna to everybody. The chiddush here is that we didn't make the gzeira. The braisa continues, shnaim she'irvu, if you have two people made the erv, no sin, Rishus le'echad shelo yiriv. They could give over the rishus to one person who did not make the erev. Ask smart pshita. That's pashumat. The same kivin delo yiriv liknasei kamash malon. The chiddush is that even though the fellow did not make an erev, we don't make a knas and say for not making an erev, you can never have a rishus given over to you in order that you should be able to carry. We also learned in the Braisa, Ushnaim shelo yirvu nosin rishus l'shnaim she'irvu, that two did not make the erev could give over to other plural people, too, in this case, who did not make the Erev. L'Rabba tana seifa l'gluria reisha. According to Rabba, we have the case of the seifa to tell us that normally you need to be makin it over to everybody. However, we have in the reisha that if the fellow died, remember, Rabba learned that the fellow died, in such a case, there isn't a need to be makin it over to the dead person, and only to one of them. La Abaye, but according to Abaye, that says that you never have to be makna over to two people, shtayim shelo irvu et strichale. The chiddush is not that he needs to be makna, the two who didn't make the erv need to be makna dafka to the two that didn't make an erv. Even if the two that didn't make the erv would be makna over to the one, it would be acceptable. But nevertheless, it's strichale, we need the case of shnayim shelo irvu to emphasize, even if two didn't make the erev. Salkadai techamin, I would have thought ligzer dilma asl of two ilahu, that we would say that it should be asr for two who didn't make an erev to be makna over to the others, because people will think that you could even be makna to individuals who didn't make an erev. Dilma asl of two ilahu, people come to be mevatel to them who didn't make the erev. Kamash malon. So therefore, the chiddush over here is that we don't have to worry about that, and two people who didn't make an erev are allowed to be mevatel to two who did, and we're not afraid that people will come to think that you could also be mevatel to individuals who did not make an erev. Olechad shelo irev, we learned that two people who did not make an erev could give over to one person who didn't make an erev. Lomeli, why do I need that case? Mount the same I would have thought, han mil hecha de miktsasin irvu miktsasin lo irvu. That the only time bittul will work is where you have some people who made an erev and some people that didn't. Aval hecha de kun lo irvu liknesinu. Maybe we make a knas on everybody. No one got involved with an erev. So if no one got involved in an erev, maybe we would make a knas and aser it on these fellows because none of them got involved with making an erev. So the chiddush here is that no, that all of them could get together, one of them being be makna to one of them who didn't make an Erev, and we don't make a Gzeira, and then that individual will be able to carry. We would think, L'knesinu k'desh l'tishkach toras Erev, that we make a knas in order that they shouldn't forget the halachas of Erev, kamash malon, that we don't do that. Aval, we learn that the Braisa, ein echad she'irev, nosem rishus echad shelo irev, that one individual who made an Erev cannot give over, be makna to one who did not make an Erev. Because we learned in Rashi on the Braisa that there was someone else over there in the Chatzer that's going to make the other, all individuals, usher to carry. There will be two Jews in the Chatzer, even if one of the three was Mevatel. Abaye, according to Abaye, it says that the Halacha requires that you only be Mevatel to some of them, not to all of them. Tana Seifa L'Gluya Reisha. We have the case of the Seifa to reveal the Halacha of the Reisha. And normally, you could be Mevatel to one person, and if there's someone else as well who made an Erev, that's not going to be a problem. So we have the Seifa case that he's giving over to one, to Megal and the Reisha, that if the people did make an Erev, then in such a case it would work. L'Rabba, according to Rabba, the Chiddush over here is, I did Tana Reisha, since we have in the Reisha, Echad Shelo Erev, Nosen Rishus L'Echad She'irev, that was the case that we had in the Reisha, so therefore, Taninami Seifa. That's why we have the Seifa, a case in where you're being Mevatel to one of them. We also learned in the Brisa of Einstein, Shirvu Nosan Rishus Lishnaim Shlo Ever, two who made an Erev can't give to two that did not make Erev. Hasulamali, why do I need that case? So Tzricha, the Botel Echaminai Lechavre. The Chiddush over here is, as we learned on the bottom of Amud Beis, that even if after the two that made the Erev gave to the two that didn't make the Erev, they were makne to them, then one of them is makne, one of the two that didn't make the Erev, is makne to the other, so the Chiddush of the Brai says it doesn't work. Mal, the same Elishtere Le, I would have a Havamina, maybe it does work, because at the end of the day, let's say Yosef and Binyam made an Erev, and Reuven and Shimon did not make an Erev. Yosef and Binyam makne to Reuven and Shimon, and then Shimon is makne his shear, as well as Yosef and Binyamin's. To Reuven, the chiddush is that it doesn't work. Since at the time that the first bittul took place, Reuven was not able to carry, so then in such a case, the halacha is it doesn't work. Lo, the halacha is that it does not work, and there is no way that those individuals can carry. We also learned in our braisa, Ve'ein shnaim shelo irvu, nosen rishus l'shnaim shelo irvu. You also can't have two people that didn't make an erev, giving over their erev to two who also didn't make an erev. Their rishus to two who didn't make the erev. Hasul amli, why do I need that case? We would have already inferred, we learned, that two people that didn't make an erev, even if they get other people's rishuyos, will osar on each other. Lo tzricha d'armi k'ni al-manas l'haknas. Now the case is, as we described upstairs in the beginning of the Yamud, that if people gave over to Reuven and Shimon, saying, K'niyam nas haknas, we're makna to the both of you, so that one of them will be makna to the other, then maybe in such a case we would say that even though at the time that they were makna to Reuven and Shimon, Reuven, that hakna was not matir to either of them, nevertheless, if they say, K'niyam nas haknas, that's going to be enough, the chiddush is that it is not. We continue on the bottom line of Ayin Amid Aleph. Bo mine Rava, me Rav Nachman. Rava asks following Shalav Rav Nachman, Yoresh ma'u shivato rishus. What happens if you have an inheritor? Rashi explains that the father died on Shabbos, and he had not made an Eruv. Could the inheritor now be Mevatel for everybody else? Asking Mar, Hechi Dami, I, di, Hechi, di, boy, le Ruve me etmol, Motzi ma'ariv. If the father was capable yesterday of making the Eruv on Friday, Bitul Nami, Motzi Mevatel, he also was capable of being Mevatel. Avol Kai. But this Yorish, the father was able to make the Erev. The Yorish had no right, and he couldn't make the Erev. Lo matzim avatel, and therefore he can't be mevatel. Odilma Yorish kare davuahu, do we consider the Yorish an extension of the father, and therefore he has the ability to mevatel, just like the father had the ability to make the Erev, whereas the ability to make the Erev has the ability to mevatel. He continues his father's rights, and his father had the right to make the Erev, and therefore on Shabbos he has the ability to be mevatel. Omar late. So, Rav Nachman responded to Rav, Ani Omar mevatel, that you can be mevatel. V'hani d'vei Shmuel tana e mevatel, but the Yeshiva Shmuel taught that you can't be mevatel. Ei svei l'gmar asks the kasha, ze'ak klal kol shemutel mitzvah Shabbos hutel l'kol Shabbos. Anything that was permissible for part of Shabbos is mutter for the entire duration of Shabbos. Even if there was a status change on Shabbos, whatever the status was before remains, and if it was hotel called Shabbos, it's mutter for the rest of Shabbos. If it's nesla mitzvah Shabbos, it's nesla for the whole Shabbos. The Gemara will give us a couple of examples of this. Chutz mimevato rishus, except for bitul rishus. Bitul rishus is a chiddush that even though in the beginning of Shabbos it was aser, nevertheless, if the individual who did not make the erev was mevato as rishus even on Shabbos, it's going to work. What's an example of something that's motor mitzvah Shabbos that now becomes motor for the entire Shabbos? Kigoin Erev Derech HaPesach. What happens if a person made an Eruv through a doorway? In other words, that you and I live next to each other and we make an Eruv between our houses and we have a Derech. In fact, one of our listeners, Rabbi Yonatan Kohn, who's learning the Daf Yomi with us, is one of my neighbors. So if Rabbi Yonatan and I make a Erev between us, and let's say there's a passageway that goes, a stairway between his house and mine, so then in such a case, the Erev, of course, takes effect. What happens if, God forbid, that passageway is closed up? or v'nistema pesach irev derech chalom v'nistem chalom. So then, in such a case, once there was a heter for us to carry between our rishuyos, we could continue to carry. Now we haven't yet asked the question. The Gemara now analyzes zeh haklal suye. What's that zeh haklal coming to include? Mavui shenitl karosa. If you have a mavui, which we learned in the beginning of the Masechta 70 days ago, we learned the halach is that a mavui you could carry if there is a korah or lechiyov. Kol shenesar lemikzah Shabbos nesar kol haShabbos kula kigon shnei batim. If you have two houses, b'shnei tzidei rishus ram, two sides of rishus ram, v'kifam nachri mechitza b'Shabbos, and a guy surrounds the area with mechitzas to be able to carry over there, I might have thought that you could carry. The chiddush is that once it was nesar mikzah Shabbos, it's nesar the entire Shabbos. Zeh klal suye mai la suye meis nachri b'Shabbos. That if there is two Yisraelim and a Nachri on Shabbos, and the Nachri passes away on Shabbos, and now he's not Ma'akev the Eruv, nevertheless, in such an instance, the Yisraelim are not allowed to carry between them because it was Aser b'miktsas Shabbos. Tani, and we also learned, Chutz mi'mevato rishos. The one exception is Bito Rishos, that if you have something that is usher partially on Shabbos, for example, if there was no mechitzas around the Nachri put up, or there was a Nachri there that ushered and the Nachri passed away, in both cases it's usher. And the Braisa told us the exception is Bitul Rishus. And that is that if there is a Yisrael who forgot to make an Erev, and there are five people who did make an Erev, he could be mevatel to the five people. Now comes the Raya. Ihu in. He could be mevatel Rishus. Yoresh lo, the Yoresh can't. The Gemara responds to that kasha, e mechutz mi toras bitul rishus. It doesn't mean that the only exception is someone to be mevatel their rishus and not their yorshim, but the toras bitul rishus is the only way you could change a status of a rishus before and after Shabbos has begun. Everything else, you have to change its status before Shabbos. Once it was Aser b'miktsas Shabbos, it remains Aser for the rest of Shabbos. Once it was Mutter b'miktsas Shabbos, it's Mutter for the rest of Shabbos. And the Gemara, therefore, has rejected its raya that a Yoresh cannot execute the father's right for Bittul. Maybe even a Yoresh can. This Shiloh of the Gemara will continue on all the way into Daf Ayin Aleph. We will stop our daf over here, seven lines from the bottom, on Ayin Amabez. Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue on Matzoy Shabbos. And we now go, Be'ezer Hashem, to the halacha from the daily daf.